Form project team and set scope, milestones, budget. Given a rationale and a sense of urgency for change from executives, logistics, and supply chain management professionals will form a network design team, perhaps with representatives from manufacturing, a senior management champion, and even supplier LSP/3PL or customer representatives. Involving third-party participants such as LSPs is important because it helps develop the mindset that the best solution may not be internal. Consultants may also have access to proprietary network design tools that can greatly improve analysis. This team should start by laying out the objectives and the high-level scope of the project, beginning with the end customer requirements in mind. Since network design projects are large and capital-intensive, use of a formal project manager and project processes is recommended. Project management processes are available as published standards, for example, the Project Management Body of Knowledge, also known as the PMBOK Registered Trademark Guide, that can be adapted to the organization's and project's needs. One of the key elements of project management is to start with a formal charter. A charter defines the scope of work, objectives, and end results at a high level, for example, listing project milestones. A charter needs a signature line that formally assigns a project manager and provides that person with staff and budget authority. It is also a place where high-level constraints and risks can be set forth. A formal project mentality ensures that the work will proceed along a timeline and be time-delimited. This will keep planning from going on indefinitely, for example. Once the overall framework for a project has been defined, specific network design steps can be discussed and agreed upon among the team, and a formal network design process can be distributed. For each step, the team defines the necessary inputs, tools, and techniques and outputs. The inputs are what is needed to get started with the step. The tools and techniques are the specific network design tools that will be used and their parameters, and the outputs are the deliverables or reports being produced. Often, these outputs become the inputs for the next step. The team can also decide that the work will proceed through the steps more than once. This way, the prior steps can be refined with information gained from later steps, and the plans can become more and more detailed. For example, it is usually too difficult to determine the cost to serve a customer for a new product family by sourcing every minor component from the start. Instead, the organization should start with determining how to get the most critical components where they need to be first at an acceptable price, test for feasibility, and then continue if this go/no-go decision point results in a go decision. In general, it is important to ensure that the process is linked to the organizational and logistics/supply chain strategies. The overall strategy can be listed, and each objective can be linked back to show how it supports specific parts of the strategy. More detailed requirements can also be drawn up that are also linked to the objectives. These requirements should be measurable so that the team can prove whether they have been met at the project's end. Being specific about what should be achieved can help when determining the relative success of the project. If objectives are vague or requirements cannot be tested, even an improvement in the network may not be considered a success. For example, some decision makers could feel that it could have been even more successful. It is vital to determine senior management's expectations and then get them to agree to them in writing so there can be no misunderstanding as the work is proceeding. Clear objectives will also prevent scope creep, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: the informal addition of unfunded features and services to a project. Scope creep is closely monitored and controlled to ensure that agreed-upon output of a project can be achieved within the budgeted timeline and costs. The key to this definition is unfunded, but lack of additional schedule and staff could also be issues. For example, perhaps senior management decides later that the information system also needs an upgrade. This may be true, but it needs to be scoped and be assigned sufficient people, time, and money. If these things are not approved, the project manager needs to defer such additions until the current project is complete. Scope creep is a primary reason for project failure. The remaining steps in the network design process can be thought of as a framework to be adapted to the current project's needs.